You are viewing a preview of this guide. Please log in to complete it. The difference between app links and deep links. App links, also called universal links on iOS, look like regular HTTPS links. For example, https://web2app.design. When you click the link on a device where the app for this website is installed, the link will be opened in the app. If the app is not installed, the link will be opened in the browser. Deep links use a different scheme instead of HTTPS. For example, app600/web2app.design. When you click the link on a device where the app for this website is installed, the link will be opened in the app. If the app is not installed, nothing happens. So the main difference is for users that don't have the app installed. If you want them to also be able to use the links, for example, because you use the links in emails that are received by all customers, you need to use app links. In this guide, we'll show you how to configure app links. Setting up app links. Because app links are more powerful than deep links, they need a bit more setup. For security reasons, you need to prove that you own the domain you want to use for your app links. Android, open the Google Play console, app signature page. Select your app. Copy the SHA-256 fingerprint. Paste the SHA-256 fingerprint here. Download the assetlinks.json file for your app. Host the assetlinks.json file on your website at this URL. Make sure that the file is accessible at that exact URL and without any redirects. iOS, download the Apple App Site Association file for your app. Host the Apple App Site Association file on your website at this URL. Notice that, unlike with assetlinks.json, there should be no file ending. Make sure that the file is accessible at that exact URL and without any redirects. A nice side effect of hosting the Apple App Site Association file is that it will also enable the iOS password autofill feature in your app for all platforms. Once you've completed the platform-specific setups, please follow these next steps. Enable app links in your app dashboard. Update your app.